My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tough one last night for Seattle, and really no questions answered for San Francisco in a meaningful way. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That was the Thursday night game, so big takeaways. 49ers still need Christian McCaffrey, and we still have no idea when he might be back. The range of outcomes here are all over the map.
Why do they still need him? They are fifth-string running back. Looks like he's about to set every NFL record. Isaac Garendo.
Yeah, Garendo.
Fourth-round pick. I mean, he looked legit.
Okay, well, that's 100 yards rushing last night, all basically on one big play.
Right.
However, the
Jordan
Reds-
Mason, Blyler, looked amazing until, before he hurt his shoulder.
Right, okay.
But he was still on the sideline.
Okay, he was, but the shoulder could be an issue. The reason why I say they need McCaffrey is because I was not particularly wowed by the red zone offense for the 49ers. They scored on some long touchdowns. They had to settle for field goals in the first half. This didn't have to be that close of a game. And you could say, oh, Maggie, every Kyle Shanahan game is going to be close. It doesn't matter how many points he staked in the game. But they were not good in the red zone in the first half, and I think that McCaffrey as that red zone target has certainly hurt them. And to me, it's crazy to me that we still, unless the 49ers are playing some serious mind games here, we have really no idea. It could be next week for McCaffrey. It could be 3 to 4 weeks. It could be shut down for the season. Everything's on the table.
Yeah, I think now you have to really ask the question, can they adjust without him? I think you have to be ready for that, because even if he does get in there, do you trust him? Just the fact that you got those two red zone touchdowns to Kittle gives me hope. But here's the thing. I mean, special teams is such a hot mess. They don't have a kicker, Maggie. Can you win a Super Bowl without a kicker?
They might be down to their third kicker if their kicker got hurt last night, or they were checking him out on the sideline, because to your point on special teams,
they can't cover a kickoff.
They can't cover a kickoff. So the kickers, the last line of defense, you've got the kickers basically having to lower the shoulder to get the ball carrier out of bounds, and they're both getting hurt.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm very curious. You know, Shanahan, give him some time. I think you and I have differing views on Kyle Shanahan at times. He definitely is an offensive genius. This is going to be time for him to experiment. The problem is, like, how many other guys went out for a play or two? The rookie cornerback gets an interception. He's out. The Debo goes out. Kittle goes out. Kittle goes in and out of the lineup all the time. So I just don't trust that they'll stay healthy. They play such a physical nature. You know, they basically do a short pass and say, Kittle, Debo, you're about to get popped, but get us a first down.
Yeah, you know, George Kittle left the game for a second. You're right. We see him running to the tunnel. Forgive me. Did we ever figure out what was wrong?
He does that every game.
No, but was he going to the bathroom? Was he getting an IV? Did he get and we what did they give a reason? I know we've been a little hard on the Amazon broadcast, obviously.
No,
you know,
they, yeah.
These are all professionals. We get that. The biggest reason we've been critical is because there was a muff punt that was definitely a muff punt where San Francisco did recover the ball and should have had it on the 18-yard line of the Seahawks, but because they couldn't get the right replay to the referees in time, it ended up being Seattle ball. And listen, that could have been a huge... It didn't end up being the difference in the game. It's 49ers won anyway, but that could have been a huge gaffe. I mean, it was a huge gaffe, but even bigger.
Absolutely. You know, fortunately, the game wasn't decided on that play. Felt like it might have been for a while. You know, back to the Kittle thing. Kittle, think about the... If you picture in your mind's eye a Kittle play, it's like a four-yard pass where the defender is right out and takes his knee out. I mean, that is... Honestly, the Niners have to protect their players a little bit, and they're not... Something's going wrong there. Like, if you're going to... They're still the favorites in the NFC despite these injuries, and it is a rash of injuries.
Okay, so with that in mind,
yeah.
We put a poll out. Should the 49ers still be the favorites in the NFC? 54% of our respondents is no, they should not. You know, I think this Lions-Cowboys game could go a long way into people fully getting back on the Lions if they ever got off. Like, they're a three-point favorite in Dallas. They go down. A lot of people are going to watch that game. And then we'll see what happens with Minnesota, too, off to the 5-0 start. But I believe Minnesota's on a bye this week. Yes? No? I think the Vikings are at their bye.
I have not looked at the Vikings game.
I'll get it up here. Yeah, they are. Vikings, Dolphins, Rams, and Chiefs all on the bye this week. So, for now, Minnesota stays idle. As far as best teams in the NFC, again, I think definitely the Lions are in the conversation. At some point, we have to give the Vikings some flowers. I mean, Jori Epstein put it well yesterday from Yahoo. She said, 3-0 can be a fluke. 3-0 can be your opponent. 5-0? Is 5-0 a fluke?
I don't know. They were 13-4 2 years ago and had... the 29th ranked DVOA, which is the analytic about your overall team strength.
Yeah.
We didn't give that team any flowers, and that was smart.
No,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, they're 5-0. You know, listen, they could have lost that Jets game for sure. There's a couple games they could have lost, and they really haven't played. We'll see when they play the Packers and the Lions.
Yeah, but
there's
again,
a lot to be determined.
It's the NFL. You don't have to go for style points. You just have to win the game.
Right, but I mean, how do they look better? The Lions only have one loss. I mean... yeah, we'll see. And Packers, honestly, if I give you a choice right now, you could pick one NFC North team to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I already picked the Packers in my preseason.
But right now, I'd be like,
oh, if I got to a
but now
again?
That the Vikings are 5-0, I mean, I don't think anyone's putting them over.
No, the Packers, though, I might actually take a mulligan if you were giving it to me.
Go Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It seemed too obvious.
That's a debate. But yeah, you know what, though? The Packers handled the Lions late last season. I think all three teams are going to be in the postseason.
Should the Niners still be the favorite in the NFC at 855-212-4227? Speaking of favorites and underdogs, let's get to the Maggie and Perloff picks.
Maggie and Perloff's NFL picks.
Throw some college picks in there too. EJ, what are the records?
So, Maggie, you were 4-1 last week, putting you to 15-10.
Nice.
Perloff, you were 4-1 last week, putting you to 14-11.
Should have been 5-0.
Bills screwed you.
Anyway.
Bengals screwed you, Maggie, so you both really could have been 5-0.
Yeah.
It would have been crazy. Has that ever happened, even before I came on the show? Both got you guys 5-0?
Well, we used to do three.
We used to only do three picks, so every once in a while we'd get all three. But we expanded to five because we wanted to get college football into these picks. So let's start there, Pearl. For college, we do one against the spread, one over under. Who do you like this week?
This is on EJ Stewart. EJ, if I get this wrong, you're buying me breakfast next week.
What? I didn't agree to that.
And no deal.
Nope, I know you didn't agree, but I bought you breakfast this week because you knew where Kadarryl Hodge went to college. Amazing pull out of you. And I hope you've enjoyed your free breakfasts all week. But you reminded me of a certain Bo Nix-led Oregon facing Georgia and Jalen Carter and the rest of the group, and they lost 49. I think it was 49-3. I'm taking the Ohio State Buckeyes. It's down to -3 on DraftKings. I just think the Buckeyes' defense is crazy good. And you mentioned something earlier in the show that's in my mind, that Dylan Gabriel red zone pick. I'm not convinced by Oregon this year. I'm going to go with the talent. I mean, it's a long trip to Oregon. The miles make me nervous. but I have faith in the talent of the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think it's been 3 red zone picks for Dylan Gabriel.
I think he only has 3 picks, though.
I think they're all in the red zone.
he's got good numbers.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you're going with Ohio State. What about your over-under?
So this is a bet against Penn State's offense. I'm going Penn State USC under the total of 50.5. Actually, I'm sorry, it's up to 51 on DraftKings right now. So I'm going to go under 51 Penn State USC.
I like that pick. For my college picks, let's stay in that game for a second. Yep. And I know it's a little obvious, but Penn State, James Franklin in a big game, and I consider this a big game, has not been the best. You also have a desperate USC team. This is it. It's basically impossible, next to impossible for USC to, you know, make the college football playoff, I think, with 2 losses. But you cannot afford to lose this game. They are getting points at home. Like, if you're going to show up, now's the time to show up. So give me USC plus the 3.5 against maybe a Penn State team that could get rattled a little bit. So that's my against the spread pick. For my over-under pick, I've just been fascinated by Mizzou all season long. Mm. They lost 42-10 last week at Texas A&M. I mean, they got absolutely handled. Now they go to UMass. I think they're going to take out some frustration on UMass. The total, though, is 54.5. So I'm actually going to go under the 54.5, but I think it's going to be something like 42-0 or something. They're going to make their statement, Pearl, but I don't think UMass is going to get on the board. So I'm going to take Mizzou to win big, but I'm still going to go under the total of 54.5. Those are my 2 college picks. Let's get to the NFL. We go 1 against the spread, 1 over-under, and 1 player prop.
Oh, God, this is so hard because there's 2 games that I love.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Jets. I just pivoted the last second.
Stop betting for or against my team.
Yeah, I'm going to bet against your team.
This is a good bet.
Well, if you could tell me what the deal is with Khalil Shakir, that makes a big difference. So I'm going Jets plus 2.5 points. I love the Jaguars against the Bears. I think the Bears are way overhyped now, but I'm always going to regret this. But I'm going to go with the Jets. I have to wait till Monday night to see what happens there. My total, this is pure fun. Chargers Broncos at 35.5. Aren't you dying to see if this number hits? I'm dying. I'm going over, baby. I have faith in a random pick 6 or maybe a fumble return by a big guy to get me over 35.5. Chargers Broncos, trust me when I say this, following this bet is the only reason to watch this game. Chargers Broncos is going to be awesome. Over 35.5. And I'm going to go back to the well for something I did all last year. My prop, most exciting player in the entire NFL, bar none, Jahmyr Gibbs, over 57.5 rushing yards against the Cowboys. He's spectacular. Splits carries with David Montgomery. We all know that. Cowboys run defense, probably not fixed. The only thing they can get him in his way is David Montgomery. Mm. But I'm hoping that Jahmyr Gibbs breaks one. Love watching him play Detroit Lions running back. What do you got?
Fantastic. There's actually 2 very low totals this week. So yours, that Chargers Broncos game, is 35.5 is the
over
total.
Baby.
Steelers Raiders is 36.5. We are expecting some awful offensive football this weekend. That game's inside. 36.5 in an indoor game.
I would definitely bet the under on that one.
I would too, but that's not going to be one of my picks.
Yeah,
because I don't want to watch that game. Just kidding. Of course, we watch all these games. For my NFL picks, Bengals, I'm going to lay the 3.5. I think people are high on the Giants coming off that win in Seattle. I don't know if Seattle's a very good team, quite frankly. That was still shocking, though. The Kayvon Thibodeau wrist surgery, has that not made the news wire? It's a huge, huge injury. So they're missing their best guy on offense and one of their best guys on defense, because I don't think Malik Nabers is going to play because of that concussion, although he was at that Travis Scott concert, which is a little weird. Anyway, Bengals, 3.5 on the road, Sunday Night Football. I'll lay the 3.5. For my over-under pick, Commanders, Ravens. I'm going to go over 51. Even though the Ravens defense to me is always great, I think maybe they're getting by a little on reputation right now. Mm-hmm. I think that the Commanders offense legit, but their defense still a massive question. Give me points, points, points. And the weather's supposed to be fine here. So I'll take the Commanders Ravens over 51.5. And as far as my player prop, kind of pains me a little bit to do this, but you got to take all the emotion out of betting, Pearl. And I'll take Stephon Diggs over 5.5 receptions. You have Nico Collins, who's on IR. Yeah. Stephon Diggs can play in Foxborough.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows that stadium because of all those games playing there when he was a member of the Buffalo Bills. He's going to have to step up and take a little bit more of the offense. We saw last week what he was able to do against Buffalo. He's Johnny on the spot. So give me Diggs over 5.5 receptions.
Oh, I love that. I think the Nico Collins injury is one of the should be talked about more than anything. That guy is he's the key to that whole team, it feels like. CJ Stroud just looked like a different player when Nico Collins isn't running around there. He's a sort of a quiet superstar. I think the Patriots are going to be very dangerous in this game. Not to say that that's going to affect your Diggs pick at all.
Yeah.
But I think that it's going to be a game which is probably going to help yours. So they're going to have to keep on throwing. Mixon is back, I believe, for the Texans. But that's a fascinating one. I'm actually curious to watch that game because you keep saying it's a mistake to play Drake May.
Definitely.
But if he looks good, I'd like to see you keep that energy.
All right, let's recap it here. I'll go first. For my college picks, I'm taking USC at home plus the 3.5 against Penn State. I'm taking Mizzou and UMass under 54.5. For my NFL picks, the Bengals, I'm going to lay the 3.5 against the Giants. I'll take Commanders, Ravens over 51.5, and give me Stephon Diggs over 5.5 receptions when the Texans visit the New England Patriots.
Okay, I have Ohio State minus 3. I have the under on Penn State at USC 50. No, I'm sorry, 51 now. My prop is Jahmyr Gibbs over 57.5 rushing yards. I end up picking the Jets underdogs at home 2.5, and my total was over 35.5. Let's go Chargers Broncos. It is going to be the new rivalry, Bo Nix versus Jim Harbaugh. Oh my gosh, Maggie, this game is gonna be fantastic.
There you go, Maggie and Perloff. Those are the picks for this week. Let us know what you think, and you can also answer our question about the 49ers off of last night. Should they still be the favorites in the NFC? They win last night. Could have made it a lot easier on themselves, put it that way. And
As usual,
but it is the Kyle Shanahan team, which means
They made everything easier. I mean, you say Kyle Shanahan team, they blew the doors off everyone last year.
That's
this special teams is destroying this team.
Man, something you would think that could be fixed. Okay, we've got to do this thing coming up. First of all, I have some serious advice that I need from you guys on the show. Mm-hmm. Not to be like gender specific here, but I feel like this is more of a guy's question than it is a woman's question. So I'd appreciate everybody weighing in on that.
Got a lot of guys around this building right now.
It's basically a bunch of John Waynes in here.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of Clint Eastwoods. But I do need some help and from some dudes. That's number one. And number two, Perloff sent me the scariest video I've ever seen. And it turns out that independent of that, EJ's dad sent him the same video. So we're all terrified. So we'll get to that right after this. All right, Pearl. I would say 90% of our conversations right now are about Prize Picks and only Prize Picks.
Mostly when we win. When we lose, we talk about it a little bit less. But I didn't lose last night.
No, I know you were on fire.
I won Geno Smith passing yards. Above.
That is awesome. More than Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action when you watch football, but also baseball, also the WNBA finals. You can mix and match everything on Prize Picks because over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. Clearly, Perloff and I love it. The app is so simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, then just pick more or less on their projection, and you can win up to 100 times your money.
Yeah, they even invented this thing called Flex Play, so you could still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code MANDP or MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, we gave Peter Schwartz an assignment. We don't generally like to give our update anchors homework around here. But we noticed something.
I helped him, though, so.
You did. Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Nick gets the assist on
Okay.
This.
Well, Nick will give homework to all the time. So the Yankees clinched last night. They're on to the ALCS. Peter's not excited, but as a lifelong Yankee fan, you're cautiously unoptimistic.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to characterize my feeling about it.
You're at a
really
loss
not.
For words.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
But you noted, too, there's not a lot of excitement. It feels like Yankees are nervous.
To be honest, being a Yankee fan, and maybe even to be a member of the Yankees, kind of feels a little miserable. Like,
The
expectation is so sky high because of Derek Jeter and saying that every season is a total waste if you have not won a World Series. Meanwhile, baseball's changed a lot since Derek Jeter played. Because where the rules no longer favor the Yankees as much, where the Yankees don't want to spend more than everybody because they realize that's not going to guarantee you anything like it did back in the day. You know, Jeter might want to reassess that because it stayed with Yankee. Am I wrong about this?
No, you're not wrong about it. And I think also the Yankee mystique is kind of stale to me right now. I mean, because we've had the same voice for a long time in Brian Cashman. So it's almost like the Yankees are trying to force feed the dynasty that Cashman basically took over Bob Watson's team and added a couple little wrinkles. So it just seems like a stale outlook.
Okay. Well, that had nothing to do with the homework assignment.
No, it had nothing to do with you. But you brought it up and got me going on.
Okay. So the homework assignment was yesterday, and we'll get to football, we promise. Yesterday, they clinch, and Garrett Cole has a couple drinks, and he's at the podium. And for some reason, alcohol makes his voice sound completely different than it does the 364 other days of the year. Mm-hmm. So I asked to do a side-by-side.
Yes, we have that. So this is... First, we're going to hear Garrett Cole before the series previewing the Royals.
A lot of quality hitters, good team speed, good power, led by obviously a world champion, MVP type Hall of Famer in Salvador, along with one of the most...
Okay, so we don't need the context. We're just looking for the voice. Yeah. Now, in real life, he sounds even more Kermit the Froggy. It's not as bad as Patrick Mahomes, but okay, so you heard that.
Now here is that cut again from last night after the game.
Fired up. Had a couple IPAs, like with the boys, spraying some champagne. I mean, like, you know, this is the greatest.
Okay, let's play them back to back again.
Here's before the series.
A lot of quality hitters, good team speed, good power, led by obviously a world champion, MVP type Hall of Fame.
And after.
Fired up. Had a couple IPAs, like with the boys, spraying some champagne. I mean, like, you know, this is the greatest.
All right, maybe it's not as bad. It just seemed like
it just sounds like he's having fun.
He's having a good time. Maybe that's the difference. Also, how quickly is he getting drunk?
Well, a couple IPAs. IPAs are strong, I guess. For him.
Is he chugging them? Chugging IPA?
I guess.
Is he sloshed after?
I think
you
have to do a cheap beer in the locker room. Like, you can't do an IPA, can you?
Like no, I think they have like their advertising beer, and then like they could still drink whatever else
you're
they want.
You're kidding me. Yeah. I thought you had to drink
drink Bud Light?
No. Yeah. I thought that was all part of the festivities that you celebrate with cheap beer and you drink
nobody
the cheap
get,
beer.
Nobody
you
gets drunk. I don't know how people get drunk off of Bud Light. It does
you can't pull a craft beer out of
like
your
water.
Locker. That's
what
totally...
if they take the label off and you don't see what the name of the beer is?
I think he's saying the spirit of it.
I think the whole spirit of it is that you drink Natty Light or whatever. What is it?
It's Bud Light.
But like, the whole spirit is not that you. I mean, if you pull out an IPA, that's a little bougie.
Have you
for
met Garrett Cole? He's the bougiest
Yankees?
Player of all time.
It's the Yankees. I mean, they're the most like. I'm surprised they're not drinking wine.
He's a big wine guy. I bet he had some wine after that too.
I mean, every athlete now is a big wine guy. It's insufferable.
But I mean, if it's like top shelf stuff, like I would want to save that for at least winning the ALCS, and then maybe even saving it for the World Series. Like, why would you bring the top shelf stuff out
you
now?
Mean, IPAs?
Yeah.
The guy probably makes $40 million a year.
I know, but I'm just thinking in general.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like it's
he's really not like us where he has to hide the 3 good beers in the back of the fridge so your friends don't take them.
It's not that big of a deal. It's a division series. It's not like you're playing for a champion.
That's a side issue.
Yeah, that's Perloff has that issue too. You shouldn't be celebrating like
right.
This.
There's just too many. Like we're celebrating. Like, this is the third Yankee celebration. They celebrated clinching a playoff spot. Mm. They celebrated clinching the division. No, and now they're doing this. But tequila. Yeah.
They should drink a little tequila.
Maybe. Absolutely.
Really
let's. Let's go to Kansas City, game 4 of the ALDS last night.
And Weaver deals to Coryell. A high fly to center. This is it. Judge is there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
And the Yankees do win. Yes, John Sterling on Yankees Radio. Yankees beat the Royals 3-1. They win the series 3-1. Gerrit Cole, however he sounds, 7 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 4 strikeouts. And now the Yankees advance to the ALCS for the 19th time. Game 1 at Yankee Stadium on Monday night. Now, who will the Yankees play in the ALCS? That's yet to be decided.
The 2-2 delivery. Swung on. Hit a ton. Deep left. Green. Back. Track. Wall. Gone! David Fry! Off the bench, a 2-strike, 2-out, 2-run home run.
Tom Hamilton, Guardians Radio. I think he is so underrated.
He's great. To
some of the play-by-play guys around baseball. I love playing his calls.
So I also want to give a tip of the cap. This is a little insidery, but to the audio engineer who is riding the level, that could have easily gotten way overmodulated and been a call that no one would ever hear because it would have sounded so crappy. That is a talented audio person.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Tom Hamilton does a great job. The Guardians beat the Tigers 5-4. Even the series at 2-2, forcing a game 5 tomorrow night. David Fry said a home run like that's a dream come true.
You dream about it as a kid and think about it all the time and in the off season and when you're working on stuff. And then it happens and it goes by real quick. I remember looking at the dugout and high-fiving Sandy and then just black out, and then you're in the dugout cheering with the boys. it was a lot of fun.
And it'll be a lot of fun for Game 5 Saturday night, 8:08 Eastern Time. Now, tonight, the Mets will find out who they're going to play in the National League Championship Series. They're going to California, just a question of where they're going. The Padres and Dodgers play Game 5 of the NL Division Series in L.A. tonight. Yu Darvish against Yoshinobu Yamamoto. First pitch is at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Now to the NFL. Week 6 getting underway last night in Seattle.
Play clock at 5-4. Snap to Brock. Brock going to throw left for the end zone. It's caught by George Kittle. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Greg Papa on 49ers Radio. Mac, you brought up how he who brought up how he sounds like Mitch Holthus of Chiefs Radio. Was
me.
That it was you. So he was the Raiders announcer and he did the same call for the but he just was Raiders San Francisco. Which is pretty cool that he got to cross the bridge and just go to the same another team in the same area.
Well, who owns the IP on the way this call sounds? Because they both sound very similar.
Very, very similar.
I know I just said that about Garrett Cole and he didn't sound anything like it. Whose call is it? Who did it first?
I don't know when Mitch Holthus started with the Chiefs, but Greg Pop has been doing that type of call
for
a long time before that with the Raiders. Niners beat the Seahawks 36-24. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2 of them went to George Kittle.
I think just going into the game, you know, it was if they run this, this is my answer, and simple as that. I just try to keep it simple and obviously check the ball down when I needed to and hit my number one or number two in my progression as efficiently as I could, and I just kept it simple.
And he also hooked up with Deebo Samuel 3 times for 102 yards and a touchdown. Also from football, Jets interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich stripping Nate Hackett of play-calling responsibilities. Now those belong to quarterbacks coach Todd Downing. Game 1 of the WNBA Finals. Still can't believe that this happened last night. Minnesota beat the Liberty. Minnesota Lynx beat the Liberty 95-93 in overtime. It was an 18-point New York lead in the first half, 15 with less than 5 minutes to go, but Minnesota comes back. Now Game 2, Sunday afternoon, 3 Eastern Time.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Sounds the same, right? But meanwhile, this game one of the WNBA Finals was unreal. So it was 81-66 was the score with 5 minutes left to go in the game. And the Lynx were down, and they end up winning the game in overtime. And I think the biggest thing, Perloff and EJ, I know you guys were locked into this. I turned it off. I thought the game was over, so I've caught up with the highlights. The fact that Breonna Stewart gets fouled right basically at the buzzer of regulation. They're down 1. She goes to the line and can hit both. And so she only hits 1 out of 2 free throws, sends this game to overtime.
The second one went halfway down and popped out. I thought the game was a bit, and EJ, you watch a lot of Liberty. I felt like it got super sloppy at the end here. They were tired. I don't know what was happening.
I just feel like they thought the game was over in the first half, and it just seemed like the Lynx just kept pushing the Liberty. They kept turning them over. They just they kind of mucked the game up. Yeah. And the Liberty never got into their sorts. And that's where, as a Liberty fan, it's frustrating because Stewie really struggled in the finals last year against the Aces. She was great in the last series. But really, Sabrina, I feel like, has really been carrying the team during
the
playoffs.
She's got it. I think she has to carry the team.
Yeah, also, a terrible foul that she committed that
Sabrina
led to a 4-point play for one of the Lynx sharpshooters.
Was that terrible? I mean,
she mugged her.
It was foul.
She had she was trying to close out on the play. It wasn't. I mean, it was a lot worse on the other side. The Lynx with no time left, fouls.
Oh, I know.
That was insane.
The Lynx got bailed out because Breonna Stewart should have hit those 2 free throws and the game would have been over.
But it was crazy. It was an inbounds play with 1 second left. There was no reason on earth that the Liberty should have gotten a shot off there.
That's true.
The Lynx just handed, they completely just tackled her. It was bizarre.
It's strange because Minnesota's given them problems all year long. They won 3 out of 4 during the season.
They don't look like they're as talented a team, just eyeballing it.
For some reason, they give the Liberty trouble, and it's probably gotten to their heads as they started to chip away at the lead.
Colley is a killer, as we saw late game situation.
Coaching?
One-on-one.
DJ?
That's a problem, too. I mean, Sandy Rondell, you were brought here for your championship pedigree. The same thing with Stewie. You guys are champions. Like Sabrina, a lot of these other players, they've been in the finals. They went last year, but they haven't won a title. So I'm looking at the coaching. I'm looking at the best players and say, hey, you got to find a way to. Sandy didn't call timeout during that whole
run that the Lynx went on to come back into the game. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I just feel like these are moments where you need your your experienced people to kind of lead you through, and we didn't get that last night.
Big picture question for WNBA. When should they schedule these finals? Like, last night they went against a Thursday night game, but it was an Amazon game, so I think they probably could steal a lot of cable ratings. But then their next game's Sunday at 3 o'clock.
I hate it as a fan because I want to watch the game. Yeah. Don't make me have to choose between...
And baseball, too, on Sunday.
That was the thing, too. You're going up... Well, baseball Sunday, baseball last night. So you're going up against two potential closeout games. One ended up being the Yankees moving on. The other ends up, you know, extending the series with Cleveland and Detroit. I know,
what can they do? I mean, they have to take the time when the networks give it to them.
I'm wondering, why wouldn't the networks want to give them Tuesday and Wednesday?
But that's really your only 2 days. But you don't want Friday. That's death.
I think you do Friday. I'm fine with it. I know that that's like a ratings, whatever. But if you're the only thing on, I'd take that. I'd take a Friday, even if it's a supposed dip, than I would a Sunday afternoon.
We got a baseball game tonight, too, so they would have run into the baseball game tonight.
Yeah, but I'll take one baseball game. I'll take my chances on that.
Game three, at least, is Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. I think that'll work.
And that will probably do a phenomenal rating.
Like, well, I don't know. I'm not sure that...
People want to watch it. They want to bet it. They want to do all the things that you do. But how many TV screens do you expect an average fan to have? Like, we're all insane. We live in a Buffalo Wild Wings, basically. Our houses look nuts. Well, it looks like we live in sports bars. But an average person isn't doing three screens? That's a little much.
No, I mean, but we'd be naive if we didn't talk about the ratings. Definitely, there's Caitlin Clark ratings, and there's other at WNBA ratings. It's night and day.
Oh, that's fine. But I think that people do want to watch it. And if it was if it was easy to watch, like, I'm not choosing between the 49ers and the WNBA.
Right.
That's, you
but
know,
the
you're
Iowa
lose a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, the college basketball final did 19 million because there's nothing going on.
No NFL going
was
on.
But still, it was Caitlin. Like, that, if it was Sunday at 3 o'clock and Caitlin Clark was playing a final game, that would be, people would tune in. They would go to that over NFL.
It's the witching hour. You're giving me 3 o'clock Eastern time?
I don't think everybody watches Red Zone. I don't think the numbers are as big as you think on Red Zone.
I'm just saying it's a time when a lot of football games hang in the balance.
But the other thing, too, the NFL is now this bizarre thing where they're putting huge games at 1 o'clock. The Commanders-Ravens is the game of the week, and that's at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I do not understand why they're doing that. The 4 o'clock schedule has been just utter hot garbage every week.
Yeah, if I'm the WNBA, I'm going to 6 p.m.
Yes. Definitely.
That's where you go because you only got a few games that are left, and then those games, like Pearl said, suck. So usually only maybe one good game out of those games, and then that game's about to end, and you may get people who
well, this week,
you
though, there's Cowboys-Lions. Cowboys-Lions is this week.
Yeah.
That's probably a cool 32 million.
Yeah, but even that game ends at 7:30. People are still locked in before Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But does ESPN have like some kind of highlight show or something that they're doing? I don't know.
They stream it now.
I think 3 o'clock Sunday is a big TV window. Right. I think that's like a nice time to
be. But now they're going up against the best part of what Cowboys-Lions is going to be, which is the second half and probably the fourth quarter.
No. Kind of. I mean, the games don't take that long.
Again, I mean,
it's more like 3 to 5. They'll be done before halftime, probably. But anyway, this is the point. It's hard to do any time in the NFL season. It's just hard to compete with the NFL. Baseball's suffering the same problem.
Oh my gosh! I mean, talk to the NBA about it. Basically, the NFL came in and said, "Oh, you think you own Christmas?
Yeah,
think again."
NBA, we'll see in February if they keep pushing the Super Bowl back. Whenever the Super Bowl's over, we'll see you then.
Yeah. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.
855-212-4227. Okay, we have so much more to get to. We've got a quarterback situation that, well, this could be the weekend that defines it all for one team. We'll get to that next. Maggie and Perloff. All right, a lot going on right now. Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, you become obsessed with something.
I don't even know where to start. I got about 8 things going on right now.
Oh, I was going to say the geomagnetic storms that are happening all over this country.
I don't know if you meant the robots or the Northern Lights.
Oh, we'll get to the robots. I was talking about the Northern Lights. Like, all of a sudden, you become an amateur astronomy major.
So we do a handoff with Amy Lawrence after the night show, she said that the Northern Lights, which were visible everywhere in the Northeast last night, are headed all the way down south as far, I think she said down to Texas, yeah, possibly. So it's insane that you never get to see the Northern Lights. Last night, people were putting out stuff all over the Northeast. Connecticut got a big dose of them. Massachusetts got a big dose. Tonight, they're going to show up again. I have to see them. It's been one of my lifelong goals. I've wanted to go to Alaska to see them. Been to Alaska, was there the wrong season. I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights, and I can't believe it's going to be a possibility tonight.
So I'm seeing a report of all the states where you could see the Northern Lights. It's basically the entire country. I mean, Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, yes, Michigan, Wisconsin, Wyoming, South Dakota. I feel like I'm doing that song that they teach you in elementary school about all the 50 United States. Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont. Let's turn out, USA. Basically, everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, the Northern Lights might be coming to your town.
How come I didn't get an alert last night? How come nobody told me? Your house must have been crazy because you live out in the woods.
I didn't even think to look.
No, I had no idea. Nobody told me until today I came in. And so hopefully tonight we'll see them. I think anybody who's out there listening, definitely try and go outside. I read that an hour after the sun goes down might be a good time. Obviously, I don't want to do it at 2 in the morning.
What do you got going on?
You have a big weekend. You're going to be out all night. Maybe you can, you're going to be with your college friends. So you might wonder if it's the Northern Lights or have I just been partying too hard?
I'm seeing colors, man. No, that was college. Now we're all long post-college. But I am seeing my college friends this weekend. They're all coming to New York City. It's a lot of fun. But I have a problem where I just got the low tire pressure alert on my car. And with the type of car I have, it literally tells you the PSI, like I know anything about this. So how long can I drive on this tire pressure?
Your car at any given time will tell you the PSI on all four tires? That's awesome.
Yeah, if you ask for it, like there's a mode.
Do you want to double check it and actually go down there with the odometer or whatever? Not the odometer, what's that thing called that you press it into the thing and the little thing comes out?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You guys know.
EJ doesn't even have a license. Nick?
I have a license, but I haven't driven in like 10 years.
Yeah, people don't drive around here. Kids today don't drive.
So
Why drive when you can take an Uber?
I drive a lot, and I have battled...
Pressure gauge.
I've battled low tire pressure my entire life. It's my Moby Dick. But you said yours was 30. 30 is fine. 30... But the manufacturer's setting, it's probably 34.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all I know is it's given me an alert. So there you go.
Man, last time I had a flat, I was down at I was at 8.
And oh, my gosh, a flat tire.
It was a flat tire. Well, for some reason, the outside of the tire was holding its structure long enough for me to get to the garage. That's the debate you ever have. Oh, man, I have a flat tire. Can I drive it one block to the garage? Because you can ruin your everything by driving on a flat tire. You have to go to the car, turn it on today, and see what is. If it's still 30, then that means it's a very slow leak.
I know, but I've got to drive on it this weekend. It's like...
Well, what if you get down there to the garage today and it's 8?
I got to call AAA. I'm a platinum member.
And you're going to get towed to a garage?
Yeah, I think so. And I'll have to take the train home or something. Anyway.
Well, no. Let me throw one other thing. You are in a garage. I don't know if you have a tire repair kit or a spare. A lot of new cars only have the tire repair kit.
I have no idea.
What are you talking about?
I know nothing about cars.
You grew up in Binghamton, New York.
I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know anything. I'm not proud of it. I just don't know.
How did you? I thought you took a tractor to school. Well, that's what my mom did growing up in Central New York.
Those tractors' wheels are huge. That's are never huge. The problem. Meanwhile, our very own Andrew Kaplan's in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. He said, I saw the Northern Lights in Iceland. Not that great.
Oh, wow. Cap,
who
not impressed.
Who puts a thumbs down review on Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, that I've never heard that before. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe this is a Cap thing. Does he show up at the pyramids of Giza and he's they'd be bigger?
Yeah. He's like, Taj Mahal. I don't know. Looks like it'd be hard to air condition.
Yeah. It's like that's a lot of house to clean.
Yeah. I mean, actually, that kind of fits with Cap. Cap, who is brilliant, but I would say little low key.
You'd really have to blow the doors off of something for Cap to be impressed.
Have you ever seen him? You've known him a little longer than I have. Have you ever seen him excited about anything?
No.
You guys have been here.
You could hear us. Have you ever seen the Sphere? Let us know in the chat.
The Sphere in Vegas?
Yeah, Sphere in Vegas. That's cool, right? The AI
stuff. That's cool.
Stuff.
I mean, that's... If he says that the Sphere in Vegas is more impressive than the Aurora Borealis, then I would be worried.
Well, he's an AV guy, so he might actually say the Sphere. This is really his domain, you know?
Okay. The other thing I'm obsessed with, Tesla put out a new car last night without a steering wheel.
Yeah.
They are automating the driving experience. But for some reason, they also had these creepy robots that were walking around the event. And they spoke like, in fact, I've seen the video clip. EJ's dad also said to EJ, it's gone viral. It's a person talking to a robot and the robot's responding in real time. I still don't know if it's a fake. If I was just, because it sounds like another person is talking to this person.
Right. So do you want to, should we hear it? Okay. So this is the robot and just theater of the mind here. It looks a little more like the robot, like in RoboCop than it does like R2-D2.
No, I think it looks exactly, have you ever seen the Will Smith AI movie?
Okay, so it's probably
that. Exactly like that. In fact, it might be that one.
It doesn't look like the robot, like the Jetsons or like beep boop, beep boop. It looks like a human figure, the robot. Not a human face or anything, but.
Yeah, it looks like your typical Boston Science robot.
Sometimes you think robot, you think the Jetsons, you know?
No, nobody thinks that.
Okay. Let's hear what the robot sounded like.
Optimus.
People here today.
It's insane. It's even talking.
Hi to my friend John.
John? Where's John?
Right here.
Oh, hello, John.
How are you?
How are you doing?
That's crazy. I'm talking to a robot. From San Jose. Probably from where you were born in Silicon Valley.
Wonderful. Where do you live in San Jose? Do you live in Mountain Valley or do you live in the Santa Teresa area?
No, I live in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos. Oh, wonderful. That's
yeah.
Nice area.
Wait, which one was the human? Which was the robot?
Yeah, that sounded so real. I'm confused.
Also, If I told you that was an awkward conversation either.
If I told you that was a person, you would easily believe it.
Nick has not seen this video. So him saying that shows you how scary this is.
Yep. No, there's no reason to think that.
And just the way like he's talking over him, like, oh, nice.
But yeah. I honestly think like it could have been a person. It could have been a tape recorder. There could have been a person in a Tesla booth 100 yards over doing that.
Like, also, I mean, it looked like a content creator. I also wonder if this is like a hoax.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that that was real. It was too fast.
Oh, see, I thought it definitely squared to me because I think you can almost see the computer kind of like imprinting like San Jose, like biggest neighborhoods in San Jose. He's like, is that the Los Gatos area? You know, it's
you
he's buying
that?
Himself a little time.
I think
so
you
that
say,
the AI could kick in.
What? Oh, like when you ask somebody a question in a press conference, they'll be like,
John,
repeat the question so they can think of an answer.
Yeah, that's a great
Do you think the robot
question.
Was pulling a quarterback press conference filibuster? No, I think in real time, it was very hard to tell. He was super fast. I honestly still think it might be a hoax because there was a lot going on. Like Elon Musk turned it into this giant carnival. But the bigger story is there's, you know, my daughter's 12 years old. I don't know if she's even going to get a driver's license.
Well, she's growing up in New York City, so she definitely won't.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like, the humans behind wheels are going away fast.
What did you say? Elon Musk
said in 50 years, there'll be no drivers, but
50.
I think.
That feels kind of like too much time. I would think 25, 30
So
years.
Before we have hovering cars, though? I thought we would have that sooner.
They're having trouble with the hovering cars, but that is coming, too.
Fingers
I prefer
crossed.
The hovering cars in the...
Well, I always think, oh, let's go the hovering cars. You could hover over the traffic, and you wouldn't... But everyone's going to be hovering.
But think about it logically. What's safer, a computer-run car or Bill from Yonkers who's reading his text messages, not even looking at the road? Humans are way more dangerous.
I guess.
True. I know. Logically, the computer is safer, but I feel the same way. It's like, wait, do I really trust this?
I want control. Thing? That's the thing. It's like, if I'm just out of control completely, that scares me. Even though we're in the air, and that's, in theory, way more dangerous.
Yeah, and then there was this movie on Netflix with Julie Roberts that came out a while ago where, like, all these Teslas crashed into each other.
Oh, boy.
And like,
oh, when this is the end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or not this the end.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the end of the world.
But
yeah.
That's scary to think that something like that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, there's a malfunction.
But
and they
all evidence points to humans being much less reliable behind the wheel than computers.
Yeah, well, that just makes
and by
sense.
By the way, I know my kids. if they get their licenses when they're 16, stay off the roads. Because there's no way. 16-year-old drivers are awful. I was an awful driver at 16. I don't know if you guys were good.
Well, you don't have enough experience.
Right.
You're by definition awful.
I took the driving test 3 times.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, would you rather have Nick who just failed two?
So that was it.
Yeah. Would you rather have Nick failing 2 driver's tests or a robot?
A robot?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't my fault, though. It was like, you know, like silly things. I did great with the parallel parking and everything else. Just like they
just
took
the
off little
driving
points.
Aspect.
Yeah,
of
driving
it, yeah.
was great. Just like little things they took off points for.
Nick just was like not that crazy about stop signs.
Lovely.
I was like, oh, stop means go. Cool.
You're welcome, America. Only the best and brightest over here.
I have this visual of a teenage Nick failing a driver's test. God, that's funny.
Well, thank you, Nick. Have a great weekend and a safe one, especially if you're behind the wheel. EJ Stewart, thank you so much.
Oh, you're from Los Gatos? That's interesting.
Peter Schwartz on updates. Andrew Kaplan, not that impressed by the Northern Lights. We learned that today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.